Stuart Scott was a sportscaster and anchor on the ESPN television network. Definitely was a familiar face to everybody who watched SportsCenter on a regular basis a decade or so ago. Back in 2007, Stuart Scott was supposed to have routine surgery to remove his appendix, and he did, had the surgery at least. But later on, when the doctors tested the tissue that they had removed during the operation, they discovered that it was cancerous. For the next 7 years, Stuart Scott battled the disease courageously, and for the most part, he continued to work at ESPN. However, on January the 4th, 2015, he passed away from the cancer at the young age of 49, leaving behind a wife and two children. Before he died, he wrote a book. A book that was co-authored by a man named Larry Plath. It's P-L-A-T-H. The book is entitled, appropriately enough, Every Day I Fight. The reason I mention this today is because I saw Larry Plath interviewed on television not long after Stuart Scott's death. One of the things he said about Scott during that interview really struck me. You know, it always strengthens my faith when I hear people in the secular world echoing the truths of the Bible and our Catholic religion, especially when they do it without realizing that they're doing it. And so it was here. Today's second reading, the author of the letter to the Hebrews says that Jesus, and here I quote, learned obedience from what he suffered. Well, Larry Plath said something very similar about Stuart Scott with respect to his battle with cancer. In fact, Scott also said it himself. He said that his suffering had taught him some very important lessons that he might not otherwise have learned in his life. Let me quote to you now Larry Plath's words in the interview. He said, there was an element of wisdom that came to Stuart Scott. He learned patience as a result of cancer. I mean, that's the paradox, right? Stuart says in the book that the paradox is that cancer just might make you the man you always wanted to be. Cancer just might make you the man you always wanted to be. The sportscaster who was interviewing Larry Plath responded to that remark by saying, unbelievable. I think he said that because he was well aware of the fact that many people in our world today get angry and get bitter when they experience a cross like cancer. They rebel against God in the face of the pain, such that they actually end up learning disobedience from what they suffer. And even when people do respond positively to their sufferings with a greater obedience to God, that obedience sometimes comes after a period of disobedience. For example, how often have you seen people come back to the practice of their Catholic faith after somebody in their family dies? It happens all the time. These men and women are living lives of disobedience to God, but suddenly their suffering wakes them up, so to speak, spiritually. And that's great. Praise God for that. Praise God they've seen the light. They've learned obedience to the third commandment, keep holy the Sabbath day, through their suffering. And that's wonderful. You should rejoice whenever that kind of learning takes place. Better late than never. But this is where we differ from Jesus. When we sinful human beings learn obedience from what we suffer, we often learn it after some disobedience. Whereas Jesus, because he was perfect, learned obedience through obedience. Always. In other words, in every situation of suffering in which he found himself, like the Garden of Gethsemane, for example, whenever he suffered, Jesus said the same thing, Father, your will be done. He never said, my will be done. You see this illustrated beautifully in today's gospel text when Jesus says in reference to his upcoming passion and death, I am troubled now, yet what should I say? Father, save me from this hour, but it was for this purpose that I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. He learned obedience from what he suffered. I ask you this morning, what have you learned through your suffering? It's a good question to ponder. during this last full week of Lent? What have you learned, really learned, from your suffering? I asked myself that question in preparation for this homily. I came to realize I've learned a lot of things, a lot of good things, from my experience with Parkinson's disease for the last decade or so, then prostate cancer, and now multiple myeloma. That does not mean I'm happy about any of these illnesses. Don't misunderstand me here. It just means that I am aware of certain blessings that I've experienced in the midst of it all. For example, I've learned to be more empathetic and hopefully more compassionate in dealing with the sick and the elderly. Not that I wasn't compassionate before, but you can connect with people on a deeper level when you have a serious suffering in your life. I've learned to rely on God more. I've learned to put more trust in Him. I've learned to take the power of prayer more seriously, since I believe I'm doing as well as I'm doing, in large part because so many people, even some people I don't know, are praying for me every day. It's edifying to hear that. I've learned how important it is to focus on what I have, not on what I don't have. And I've learned to be more grateful for the health and the abilities that I still do possess. I've learned again not to put my hopes too much in this earthly life, because this mortal life is very short. Really, it is. Even 100 years is short. It's very fragile. Life is a lot more fragile than you think it is when you're young and healthy, I can tell you that. And I've learned that God is in control, and I'm not, even in those areas of life when I always thought I was in control. Those are just some of the positive lessons I've learned from the otherwise negative experience of having these illnesses. And that's made me more obedient to the Lord. At least sometimes it has. Unfortunately, I've had those moments where I've allowed things like anger and frustration and impatience to get in the way of my obedience. Usually that happens when I'm doing something really difficult, like getting dressed in the morning, or turning the page of a book, or cutting a piece of meat at dinner. All those fine motor activities that you never give a second thought to when you're healthy, which become really big issues when you have a neuromuscular disorder like Parkinson's. My point in sharing this with you today is that learning obedience through suffering is an ongoing process for all of us, but it's worth the effort. As Stuart Scott made clear, the sufferings of this life do have the potential of changing us for the better. They can make us, as he said, into the people we've always wanted to be. For a Christian, that means they have the potential to help us become what Matthew Kelly calls the best possible versions of ourselves. Or as the church would say, they have the potential to help us to become saints.